This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
18:45 on Power Business on the Line. I am joined by Isaac Smith, who's CEO of the Professional Provident Society, that is PPS, and we're taking stock of their performance over this period. Of course, PPS is a financial services group that focuses solely on providing customized financial services solutions for graduate professionals here in South Africa and also our neighbors in Namibia. Isaac, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Nolan Tandu.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Isaac. I think before, we peel through the numbers, let's talk about them and just being able to grow returns by, I think, very stellar numbers.
Yes, 2023 was quite a successful year for us. On the operational side, good profit there, 1.2 billion in total. We see the world returning a bit to what we've known before COVID, eh? And obviously that assisted on the claim side, on the life side, with a lot of the COVID-19 experience behind us. And then the investment markets were also very kind to us last year.
I'm keen, Isaac, before also to be, just to find out exactly what we mean by graduate professionals. Is this anybody with a 3-year, 4-year degree? Is the criteria slightly more different to that?
Yes, no, it is an academic qualification. It's 4 years, actually postgraduate qualification will probably mostly get you over the line in terms of eligibility with us. So we're talking typically an honours or a master's qualification at the tertiary institution. That is how we define the qualifying for our professional members.
So let's talk about then, 2023 and the kinds of services that you, rendered to your professionals there and how those have returned value to you.
Yeah. So still the biggest portion of our business is assisting our members on the life side and particularly income protection sickness. Still about 80% of our revenue and also of our profits coming through from the life business, but our other businesses are growing strong. Our investment business, also short-term insurance, and of course we also provide administration services to ProfNet. So kind of almost a full spectrum of financial services. And yes, we saw strong growth in all our businesses last year.
Let's also talk about what COVID-19 would have done to the specific, demographic, and if they are seeing a recovery there in how they manage their money and also take care of their risk.
Yes, these days it's quite difficult to exactly say what claims, life claims, for example, sickness, is still COVID-related. We know not many people test anymore, but there are still some of them where we know for sure on the sickness side because the particular member has tested and we know it's still COVID-related. And then there is this thing also called long COVID. People have been affected and it has got a health impact over the longer term. So some of those claims we also see. But we are very glad that most of the heavy COVID impact is behind us. In fact, in 2022, from an operating profit perspective, almost no profit because at that stage, our focus was on assisting our members on the claims side. So, but as I say, 2023, things returned close to normal. It's not our life claims, not... If I say back to before COVID, not exactly. It's still a little bit higher than our long-term expectations, what our actuaries expect, but not far above that anymore.
Let's also speak about, your mutual model there, Isaac, and how it is faring and also expanding that to different parts of the world.
Yeah, very interesting. We've started writing business in Australia 8 years ago. It is actually not a subsidiary standing on its own legs. It's an associate business, but strong ties to PPS here in South Africa. We provide most of the back office system support to that business. And there's also a royalty income for our members here. And of course, also the funding that we provide our members in a return on that in Australia. But already 11,000 Aussies, that professional members there in Australia. And on the success of that, recently we've also started a project in next door New Zealand to also start a similar mutual, PPS mutual in New Zealand. We hope to be start writing business in New Zealand at the end of this year.
Thank you so much for taking us through that one. I'm also keen to find out here, you know, Isaac, and maybe for the benefit of our audience as well, the upward mobility of graduate professionals in South Africa. Are we still seeing that, you know, that reality that if you go and you get the honours, you get the masters, you can actually build a sustainable, you know, future there in terms of your income. And then, of course, taking on all the different financial advice that would assist you in maintaining it and growing it.
Yeah, look, you know, educating into and studying into the professions, it is a good career. It is a very special market segment. To be very privileged to have that market segment as our client base. But yes, yeah, we see the number of students coming through according to our qualifying criteria. Close to 30,000 new eligible youngsters coming through every year from the tertiary institutions. And yes, we are there to support them.
Well, Isaac, very fascinating hearing about this data. Thank you so much for taking us through it. And congratulations on a stellar performance.
Thanks so much.
Brilliant.
Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Go wow. That's Isaac Smith, CEO at PPS.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.